This is Torch Columnist Sean Radican, back with another special edition of the Radican Audio Showcase. Here to join me today for a review of the latest ROH pay-per-view driven is my co-host, Derek Berg. And Derek, how are you?
Great, Sean. I'm excited. As you know, this weekend I made a big decision in my life. I've been waiting for a long time, holding back, hesitant on something. I finally bit the bullet, and I signed up to Facebook. So very confusing. There's that wall feature. There's this chat thing. I don't understand all these bells and whistles. It's probably like when, you know, color TV was introduced to Bruce Mitchell. But I think I'm going to get the hang of it, and we'll see where it goes down the line.
Yeah, so you the familiar avatar of Jack Evans popped up on the Facebook Nation the other day. We're all excited to – I even saw that some of your friends commented, welcome to 2008.
Yeah, I mean, it's so weird. I was trying to figure it out last night, and all of a sudden, like, this box came up with someone talking to me. And it blew my mind. I just could not believe something like this existed. And today, there was an alert on one of your Torch buddies. It said James Caldwell has been being single to in a relationship. So someone's finally made an honest man out of Mike Rowe. And I was very excited to see that. And this is the future of the internet, I guess. I mean, now I was stuck on my face, and I'm now with you in the 21st century.
Hold on, Mike Rowe's thing changed from single to in a relationship?
No, James Caldwell.
James Caldwell?
Yes, the Torch World Horse.
Where does he find time to? Is he married to the Torch now?
You need to say it. Yeah, I should have checked Wade Keller's vegan blog status.
Oh, God.
Maybe there'll be another update. But so that's I guess you find out about things. Instead of, you know, people emailing or you calling them, you just put it on your Facebook page. So maybe I'll save time.
When people break up, they change their status to single, and you get little alerts.
Like, yes, and looking, I think. So I think someone sent me a hug on Facebook. It's a very weird dynamic thing.
There's another future. You can poke people, and Mike Rowe and I have been poking each other back and forth through Facebook for.
I need Cutter to make a clip of that one. We're going to start every show with that clip from now until the end of time.
The poke feature is great.
Okay, so that's what I've been doing last night. Of course, everyone knows how much I've wasted my life with TVs and movies, and now I'm trying to learn all the applications of Facebook and literally wasting hours on it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and your boy Crumbly, a friend requested me this morning, so reached out and been touched again. So
yes. You seem to touch a lot of men on the internet.
On Facebook, there is no boundaries for who you poke.
I some of the ways I even found out about people, like I went to a Brian Alvarez, and then I looked at his friends and just started, like, seeing who was on. Has any wrestling company, like, used this? I mean, do you have, let's take Ring of Honor, where this is a Ring of Honor special audio. Gabe Sapolsky or any of the wrestlers, I mean, do you know anyone that uses Facebook as a way of promoting themselves or just on there as a casual thing?
The only one I can think of off the top of my head is Nigel's on there.
Oh.
And he promotes all his stuff that he sells on his website.
It's free. You know, this is one of those little things we keep saying. It probably won't add much for a show. It's something, you know.
Well, we know that ROH promotes through MySpace still, so maybe they can start a Facebook feud with the Age of the Fall and whoever they're going against next.
we're all about ideas here.
You have been blogged. He has a notification.
Maybe that'll be the next feud. Jacob will poke Austin Aries, and ROH fans will be either excited or livid.
Jimmy Jacobs has submitted a blog about you.
Update.
He can write on your wall. They can write on each other's walls going back and forth.
I hope someone in your zone can post what the wall feature is, because I still haven't figured it out yet.
It's this thing that just comes up, and you can write back and forth, but everyone can see it. So you have to be kind of careful to the content. It's like something
be very careful on it. We can't keep our off-air conversations on the wall.
Definitely not.
Okay.
All right, let's get into the pay-per-view. Two-hour show, doesn't need a two-hour review, so we'll start right off the top with some overall thoughts. What did you think of the show? How did it stack up against some of the others? And what stood out to you before we go into this?
I think it was a very good pay-per-view for Ring of Honor. I don't think it's anywhere near their best. I think it exemplifies everything that's really great about this company, and unfortunately it highlights some of the glaring problems they have to fix. I'm not even sure they have. But at the end of 2 hours, you know, one of the things on Facebook last night where you put your little, what are you doing right now? I told them I was marking out over this particular match I was watching. And it just gets you really excited to be a wrestling fan, you know, because I was watching SmackDown as well last night, and I eventually just stopped the show and shut it off because I just couldn't take it anymore. So, I mean, that was one thing I really loved about this pay-per-view is it really gets you excited to be a wrestling fan.
I thought it was one of their better shows in some time just because of the last match really sealed the deal for me, and I thought the undercard was pretty solid for the most part. I thought there were I thought the second half of the show was really strong, and they had I thought the crowd was really good. I thought this was one of their stronger shows in a while, maybe since Take No Prisoners. It's hard because a lot of them blend together, but I think at least this one will stand out to people who watch it.
Are you saying it's one of the better Ring of Honor shows? Take No Prisoners.
Pay-per-views.
Pay-per-views. Okay.
I think it's one of their better pay-per-views this year.
DVDs, and I'm just and I like
that. Is it one of the better shows overall? Well, you know, but you have to remember, I'm still slumming through every single one of their DVD, so I'm a little behind still, but it wasn't as good as the second Orlando show, but it certainly was one of the better pay-per-views in terms of I think the last match gives you something you'll remember, kind of like the Tyler Black match, except I think this one was meant a little more because of how long it took Steen Generico to get to the reach their goal of getting ROH gold. So I think this one, at least to ROH fans that order and buy this, I think this is one of the ones they'll remember for at least a little while compared to some of the other ones from the last few, at least.
I think I read another review online, and ROH produces, you know, the best bang for your pay-per-view. I mean, and there's no more true point. It's absolutely incredible, but obviously, we can probably talk about their view. They're just not getting people to, you know, buy them. And there's probably a couple reasons why.
Yeah. Well, let's jump into it. I'm sure we can hit our points as we go through it. I thought at least the audio was good on this show, especially I thought Aries and Delirious and Jacobs came off well right away. I could hear what they said. I really like Delirious's new look, and I thought he put on a good performance against Aries, and it was about 9.